Balsh Sutopondruf El Pandru Kuperna, Divine Guidance, Ifo Sondrufu, Alokuis Fern Van, Darwan, Yufu Pandrusu.
I'm Patricia McNair, your host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. If you are bursting to embrace and strengthen your connection to your divine guidance, your whole being, this is the show for you. Join me the first and third Wednesday of the month at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you ready to discover the amazing gift of the universe that is you? On Divine Guidance with Patricia, Spirit and I will trigger you to embrace and validate the light that you are. On my show, I will bring you thought-provoking, inspiring messages designed to ignite a spark of spiritual awareness, the first step to becoming a whole being. Join me on Divine Guidance with Patricia and discover your gifts and awaken your true sense of self to embrace and empower your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. Divine Guidance with Patricia starts now.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Divine Guidance with Patricia. Before I bring our wonderful guest, Sayla, on today, I've been really pushed by Spirit in preparation of the show to say a few words about what's happening here in Canada. I'm not sure if everyone is aware or knows, but we've had some very traumatic findings at a residential school in British Columbia of little children, First Nation people and children. And so I really have been pushed by Spirit to give my respect and to give my honoring to those little beings who went back to the Creator way too soon. And in thinking about it and really feeling it and allowing the traumatic information to hit my soul, my being, I'm being pushed to give a message to remind everyone that we are all Creator's children and that we are all above hatred and above the harm of another on our sovereign being. Let those little ones sing with Creator again, and let us all stand for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 years, whatever it takes to release the hate, release the power and control of another being over another being on this planet forevermore. There are children and atrocities being transpiring across this planet. This did not begin there in BC, and this has not ended there in BC. The part that got me the worst was that the programs that the government has set up is called Truth and Reconciliation. And those programs are in Australia with the Australia Aboriginals. They're in the Amazon. All those programs and the words truth and reconciliation. It's very hard to reconcile without truth. And it's very hard to allow the truth to come out when people are not believing. You need to believe the cries of those in sorrow. You need to understand trauma is not psychosis. Trauma is real. Experiences are real. There are bad things happening to children on this planet, and we as good people need to stop it. If our only way of stopping it is believing it, then so be it. Lift up your hearts, lift up your prayers, lift up your voice. Do as you are guided to do, because bad things happen when good people do nothing. I can't go and save the children that have already passed. I can't go on expeditions to save children. I can save my child. I can save your child. Everybody's children is everybody's responsibility. The precious gift of being a child of the Creator begins again here and now. So be it. Thank you for your time. We'll be back right after this commercial with our wonderful guest, Zayla. Thank you.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Ascending with the Arcturians with Vivian Chouvette. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio every second and fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are shifting from this third dimensional plane of reality to higher octaves of life. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as a united family of light and manifest the planetary ascension, our return to Prime Creator. For information on our services and to connect with Vivian, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leone Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeoneDyer.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and make your appointment today.
Thank you, everybody. Welcome back to Divine Guidance with Patricia. I'm going to hand it right over to our wonderful guest. I was going to do a big introduction, but in all fairness and uniqueness and who we are together on the show, he would like to respond to the opening of the show because it was a surprise to him, too. So welcome to the show, Zayla. So happy to have you here.
Namaste. I honor you from the Lord God of my being to the Lord God of your being, and the work that you do, the fact that you would lead with this opening is incredible and says volume as to your soul. This was the murdering of more than 200 innocent children in an area of southern BC that was just discovered, and they think that there is more bodies as well here of these, you know, of the earth people, these indigenous children. Children are children, my God. But this is further confirmation that throughout the time of time immemorial on this planet, Patricia, the number one aphrodisiac of humankind is not so much power, it's the abuse of power. Yeah. It seems to turn people on to be able to have that power and abuse it. And this is definitely, I would suggest, the highest form of abuse is innocence. To be able to take lovely innocence and turn it into a horrific act. That is my definition of evil, is where you take love and turn it in on itself for murder and for abuse. The militaries have been doing it with children forever. They put them on the front lines. They call it the infantry for a reason. Sad. And most people do not know that. And these kids are being turned from the love they are into killing, for that matter, there. The control over those children, that is abuse of power, because they're abusing that beautiful, innocent perception to turn love in on itself for killing. And then you get a very excessive case, like we're uncovering here in Canada, in southern British Columbia, where in fact there's the murdering of these children at a private school. My God, and they're still digging up. They know that there's more. I'm horrified by what's happened here. It takes my breath away. It does. God bless those souls for coming here. What a terrible taste of earth that they had to be able to come here. And suddenly they're back on the other half of the sky and saying, well, that was painful. That was, I didn't realize I was coming when they buried me and I was still alive, perhaps. And this was I'm not sure I ever want to go back, Creator. And I'm sure that the divine, with all its love, will actually wrap them in a cloak of love, and just soothe whatever memories that it is that they had to be able to participate here unbeknownst to them. I say that in this age that we're living in order for people to come back into their full divine knowing, this is part of what our last celebrated master said: you must become like a child to enter the kingdom of heaven. The people that perpetuated this death on these innocent, loving beings, no one would doubt that a child is love. We're all born with these beautiful childlike properties. It's what we came in with, fresh from the other half of the sky, the properties of love, the properties of innocence, the properties of being the observer, which includes curiosity, the properties of being a light heart, the properties of having faith, trust, peace. These are the properties of children that we need to get back to as a human race to meet this incredible opportunity that we have before us right now called the quickening. The quickening, Patricia, is where things just happen faster and faster and faster. And wherever you're at is magnified right now for your listeners. Let me state that I speak from my point of innocence. And before I get into the quickening, I wish to state that I'm thankful, Patricia, for you being so graceful in you inviting me to your show. I am honored. I am honored. I'm recently new to the electronic and social media medium. So this is a real treat for me. I'm now just coming out of the closet after 20 years of quietly teaching the wisdom of the ages weekly and 6 times a year on retreats to privately small classes. So let me say, it's only in the last 6 months that I've just agreed to even put my picture on the website, my website at thecft.ca. Once again, that's thecft.ca. So I want to thank you for what you do for the world with your program, love, especially because we're all here helping each other. We're all walking each other home, back to the other half of the sky, you know. And again, I'm very humbled to be on your program today, and I thank you. You know, my pleasure. You know, I've been the best kept secret in North America, teaching the wisdom of the ages. I don't teach New Age. I teach old age, and not really coming public like we're doing today. So let me tell you a little bit about myself, if I could. And again, I speak from my point of ignorance. Patricia, did you say something? I'm sorry, did I override you?
I said absolutely no, you won't override me. I'm just glad to have you here as well. Thank you for coming.
My pleasure. My play. Sure. So let me state before we get too far along today that as a token of my gratitude for being on your show today, I'm prepared to offer a gift to you and your audience and the first 10 of your listeners, including you. I offer a free gift valued at $300 to each listener when they come to our site and indicate they're a listener of your program. Now, we're sending you a link that you can post on your website or your Facebook if you wish, so that listeners can go and connect to the CFT for this offer. Now, this is a 10-part consciousness accelerator course. Again, this is a 10-part accelerator course that should be taken ideally over 10 days. Each session is only 10 minutes, where you get to see me because it's video, and you get to listen to what I say. Each session, it's only 10 minutes, but it's very, very rich. It's very rich. So I'm prepared to offer that to you and 10 of your listeners as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll see if we can't do you some good here and do us some good. Because again, we're walking each other home. And my name is Zala, Z-A-L-A-H. And you can get me at the CFT.ca. The CFT, that stands for Center of Transformation, .ca. And we're located in Canada, just like Patricia is, okay? Some of the best people, you know, come out of Canada, beyond Paul Anka. You know, there's Christa, you know, there's Miss Dionne, you know, like, God, look at the way that she can sing, and there's so many others, oh, my goodness. Anyways, maybe we can talk about COVID-19 for a few minutes, if you're up for that.
Right. But give us a little bit more information of you. What brought you out into the public eye after so long? And what has spirit done to bring you forward to all of us at this time?
Okay, very good question. Well, actually, I'm a grandfather, I'm a father, I have two children, I've got a doctor who's in San Francisco, he's 50 now. I got married when I was two. And I have a daughter here that's 48, and she's a household engineer, two grandkids, 23 and 26. And so a businessman. I was a shareholder of the largest investment firm in Canada. I was 40 when I decided that I was not going to sell my soul for the corporate goal anymore. And I quit, not because I wasn't making money. Oh God, I was over seven figures a year, and it just wasn't enough. I tried going to excess on everything. And so I say to people, because that just didn't cut it, I was so empty inside, I ended up quitting, and I went within. I went and I found a real master. I had to go to a foreign land. I never tell anybody where exactly I went to or who I studied under until they're with me a couple of years. And it's an unspoken law against of master teachers that this is so. And so I stayed and I studied a lot of nature for 7 years. And a lot of the time was in silence. And I say that if you really want to get to know yourself, I wrote a book on this. In fact, I've written three books, but the first two books I wrote was really how to get to know yourself. And I say you've got to have what I call the S treatment, sitting still silently at sunrise or sunset for a fair amount of time. If you do that, you're going to be able to hear the voiceless voice. So when I came back, I wrote a couple of books, and then I started teaching very small classes. And it's just been that way until now. And the size of the classes has ranged from two dozen to 10 dozen. And I take people as far as they can go. And what I tell them is, this is the wisdom of the ages. The teaching itself, I didn't invent it. I didn't create it. I don't own it other than to live it. And I try and own it the best I can in that regard. But what happens is that the teaching does not change you. The teaching actually brings you to your ceiling. And it teaches you who you are, what your values are or are not. And it also teaches you where you're caught. And if you've got enough love and courage to get past that ceiling, then the teaching transforms you. So the teaching itself is open to anyone, but it's not for everyone. You got to be a pretty hardy soul to take this on, and you got to believe in the truth above all fear. The truth above all fear. And I say that your life will expand and contract in proportion to the amount of your lived courage with love. Lived courage with love. And so I've been teaching this quietly, no advertising. the last 20 years. It's only recently that the divine said, okay, you've been humbled enough to 20 years. You can post your picture on the website. And I have the cft.ca once again. And so now I'm just getting out into the social media, and you're one of my first toes in the water in terms of saying, I like what you're doing. Perhaps we can get together and perhaps we can assist each other. So I'll come up for air now before we talk about COVID-19. Are there any questions you want to ask me, Patricia?
Sounds great. I love the sharing. I love the honesty and the authenticity. I live that way. We all have the ability. Many are called, few answer.
Yeah.
So I will accept your challenge and your invite. And I would thank you very graciously for offering this to my listeners as well. This is not, I had no idea of this. This is a wonderful surprise and a beautiful gift. And I like that on a day like today. Before we get into some of your teaching, because I've been looking through some of your work and your levels that you go from, when you said this is for everybody, it's my understanding by looking at your website and looking at your work that this definitely is for everybody. You seem to have many different levels of every category that you do share with. And I like that. And whoever's doing your website, I props to them, because many times people are looking and it's either too low or it's too high. But on your website, it's reachable for whatever level you're at. So I commend you for the work that's been done and how you and Spirit have created the courses and the sharing. So we could get into COVID before we take our first break, if you would like, and then we'll come back and get more into the work that you do.
All right, that'd be great. Okay. Again, the teaching is the wisdom of the ages. It's open to anyone, but it's not for everyone. You have to be an individual that is beyond seeking. I'm not looking for seekers. I'm looking for finders. There's a difference. Somebody has been seeking a long time, and now they want the real McCoy to go deep on. And our courses, I say, ask about our money-back guarantee. I'm not sure you're going to like it here. Anyways, let's talk about COVID-19. Now, whether you believe in the legitimacy of COVID-19 or not, there's no question as to its negative impact on the financial economies of the world, on families, on individuals. That's for sure. That is for sure. I mean, all these grants that we're getting, little do people recognize we're going to have to pay that back in taxes. You know, so all tax rates on both sides of the border, Canada and the U.S., are going to go up because of all this giveaway to make sure that as people took time off, the economy was still flowing. So, number one, the negative impacts on financial. Number two, its taxing effects on many, many marital relationships, taxing them right down to divorce. And it's because of the fact that suddenly someone's at home with you 7/24 and you find out who you're in bed with that you never had time to before because half the day was work, a little bit of home for supper, read a paper, go to bed, and you're back at the mill again. Suddenly you're together 7/24. So this has caused a record amount of divorce applications in Wuhan in China, because after the shutdown, there was a record amount of applications for divorces because of this. And it's, I'm going to suggest, probably a lot the same here. And if nothing else, you look at the health, the human health, which is number three dynamic, the degradation and the compounding of the degradation through number one, financial being degraded. Number two, relationships being degraded, which has had effect on health, people's health, mental health, fear, guilt, shame, worry, and I say worry is a prayer for what you don't want, so be careful here. And so each of these three being degraded are meant to push you right up the center. So you go out to the sky and say, God help me. What's going on? Because now my health's affected, or my husband, my spouse's health is affected, or my children's, or someone just died on me. How am I going to do this? All of these are meant to put you in touch with spirit. So it's my opinion that COVID-19 is the catalyst of a great recalibration, Patricia, and transformation of society in general. So at this moment, the recalibration could just be starting, especially now that they're discovering aggressive variants that are still surfacing. And the most important byproduct of COVID is that it has provided Mother Nature an opportunity to inhale. For those people who are not familiar with David Attenborough, the nature announcer of the BBC, they've got a new show out on Netflix called The Year of the Earth 2020. And they show for a year, as everything shut down, what happened to Mother Nature. It just blossomed in animals, in grasses, in trees, in dolphins, in whales, in all kinds of life that just blossomed because we allowed Mother Nature to inhale. And so 2020, the year of the earth, I would highly recommend that. And for those who have not seen my TEDx talk on the human race, integrity and the environment, when TEDx contacted me, they said, we hear you're doing this work quietly. Any chance you'd want to give a talk? And I said, yes. And they said, what would you like to give it on? And I knew it pretty much immediately. And I said, how about integrity, human integrity, and the environment? And they said, how could you put those two together? So I gave them a sample of what I thought, and they said, oh my God, you're on. So you'll be able to see that TEDx talk.
That's amazing. And I want to hear a little bit more about that when we come back from our first break.
All right.
And I just want to put one comment in there about your 2020 year and the documentation. Isn't that amazing that Earth has that ability on her own?
Oh, that's magic.
That's sarcasm. Because the human race feels like we do everything for the Earth, and she does so much for everybody else as well. We're going to head into a quick break, Olivia, and we'll be right back because I really want to hear so much more. Thank you.
If you're a mom, you're probably hard-pressed to think of things you wouldn't do for your child's well-being. What if I told you the greatest thing you could do for your kid's development is focus on your own development? When you work on yourself, you begin to show up better for the people you love. Tune into Imperfect Momming with Alicia Lyons on your favorite podcast platforms. Learn more about me at alishalyons.com. alishalyons.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Can't get enough of I of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Just to remind you of our wonderful guest today, Zayla. He's from Calgary. Actually, he founded the Center for Transformation. Check it out. He offers so many different beautiful, no airy-fairy courses there. If you really want to get into the fluff, the stuff, and not play with the fluff, go to his website, thecft.ca. And go take a look at it and get into some real stuff. Stop playing with fluff, people. Time is running out and we are here to do what we came to do. So do it or get out of the way of those of us who are doing it. Thank you. Zayla, I would like to get back to the TED Talks that you were just mentioning before we took the break. And I really want to hear how you put those two topics together.
Okay, great. Well, actually, I've only done one TEDx talk on the human race and integrity, and they did not believe that those two could be tied, human race integrity and the environment, which I did on this talk, and it's there for everyone to view, and I received rave reviews on this talk. I think you'd enjoy it because it's a classic. And what's interesting, you know, Patricia, about the environment and the ecology, they've always been on this teeter-totter. Okay, always been. Ecology does poorly, you know, and the economy is doing well, you know, really, really well. And so when that happens, ecology is not doing so well. So newsflash, the politicians need to understand the ecology and the economy on this teeter-totter. And here's the bottom line. The ecology has always won. And if we go back to the previous five root races, more people need to realize that, do your own research on the previous five root races. This is well documented through the internet, and you'll be able to see. In fact, National Geographic confirms that we're in the sixth root race. And at the retreats that I hold, I put up this huge insert that I got from National Geographic magazine. And I say to the students, look, this is National Geographic. This is not National Enquirer. This is a body that's been around for like 125 years. If any organization should know what's really going on the planet, it would be National Geographic, because it's documented. And so on this one big poster I put up, I say, look, here's the previous five ice ages. And what they've shown was when CO2 levels get up to 250 parts per million, boom, the Mother Nature just goes, freeze. I'm not going to let this ruin the planet. And they right into an ice age that lasts for 10,000 years or so. And this is documented by National Geographic. So I say, now look at this. We've done this five times. Here we are. This is National Geographic. Parts per million, 450 parts per million. And I say, everybody, every newspaper should be running this, because we're on borrowed time. And I don't want to depress you, but I say, you know, when we all get back to the other half of the sky, we realize the only time that you could move your soul along is on this half of the sky. So get real, because this is the age that we're in now. It's called the quickening. And the quickening is wherever you're at is magnified. So again, if you're into fear, guilt, shame, anxiety, depression, it's magnified. Patricia, I teach the only safe place to be, love and peace. Mm-hmm. It's magnified. Mm-hmm. We're all going to create, because we all manifest. It's whether you're going to manifest consciously or unconsciously. That's all there is to it. The choice is yours. And so I say, we all are going to manifest. So why don't you start to become self-aware and self-actualize? Why don't you start to become divinely aware Because I'm telling you now, life is a great thing if it doesn't kill you.
Yeah. Or if you, you know, are the walking dead in form. Yes. So a couple of the stepping stones for manifesting your life and being in the quickening, not everybody can jump, although they're being pushed off the fence as we speak. A couple of the very basic stepping stones that I try to follow in my life is basic respect.
Yes.
And responsibility for all of my being, my actions, my thoughts, my energy, anything that I partake in. And to do so knowing that I'm human. And for me, correction leads to direction. So if no one's helping to correct me, or I'm not listening to the correction, I'm not listening to my direction. So
I had it. Good. I couldn't agree more. And what I say is, right now, let your aggravations become your inspirations. Mm-hmm. To become the observer. Your power is in the observer. Listen to me when I give you this next quote that it's a my quote, and that is,
I'm writing.
Consciousness is my server as long as I am the observer. Do not react. Do not react. Examples have been throughout time not to react. They asked Krishnamurti, they said, how did you become a master? He had the most powerful statement and reply here that I've ever heard. You know what he said? I never minded what happened to me. That said it all. So he treated everything with sacred respect. Whether it came at him good, bad, he was just the observer. Because he realizes, and I say this to students, life happens for you, not to you. Get out of the drama. Understand why it's happening. And go, look up and say, all right, what am I supposed to learn here? And if you look back on your past, if you want to get past your past, which you must do in terms of being a manifester, a consciousness manifester, you must get past your past. I say, those who don't get past their past, P-A-S-S, they pass. If you can get your past, your past. Well, how do you get past your past? Well, this is what I teach you, the techniques of. Because getting past your past means that you've got peace. In order to get to consciously manifesting and triggering what we call the fertile imagination, which in master's terms is called the prima materia, in order to do this, where you think about something and your coincidences are high, they just happen like this. And then after a while, the coincidence become hyper-coincidence, hyper-synchronicity. And then you're on the doorstep of becoming a master because you're manifesting right out of the blue. So either our last contemporary master was lying when he said, what I can do, you can do also and more, or it's the truth. And what I teach is, in order to manifest, you must be at peace. He was known as the Prince of Peace for a reason. Didn't matter what happened to him. Didn't matter if he was being hauled to his death with a cross on his back and stones and apples being thrown at him. Peace. 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 So whatever you or anybody listening to this is going through, where does it compare to being crucified on a cross? And I'm not a religious guy. I'm a very spiritual guy. But I say, where does it compare? Would it be a 1 or a 0.001? Go ahead.
That's a valid question. For me, I try not to compare in any way. And the other thing I was thinking as you were talking was about to be the observer. I believe in this quickening time, we're also to be doing divine action, taking divine, not self-will, not self-serving action, but divine action. So if I'm just an observer at this place in time, how does that stimulate and set me into divine action and motion?
Okay, let me explain. First, what it does is it sets you in fertile ground. A lot of people these days feel like they're being buried. And I say, you're not being buried, you're being planted. You're being planted for a new reality. So why don't you just be the observer based on what's going on? And from there, you'll notice that you've got this incredible presence where you can actually create, providing you've got mind, heart, resonance. You've got to have cognitive resonance. 99% of the people, cognitive dissonance. They are not together, the heart and the head. And what I say is the longest journey you're ever going to make is from your head to your heart, Patricia. Yeah. It's the longest journey. It takes you typically thousands and thousands of lifetimes. But when you're ready, you just get it. You go, of course. But you got to be ready. You got to understand. And typically, I needed a teacher. I needed a true master teacher. And my true master teacher taught me so much about being present. If you can get present, there's incredible volumes of capabilities on the 90% of the brain that is not open. That opens when you let the heart lead. And if you're not going to let the heart lead, then you're caught in the bottom three chakras of duality, and you're swimming in a sea of duality. And I say, the ocean of love awaits you when you've had enough. Masters wish, I wish you enough. That's what I say.
And thank you to your master as well for bringing this forward in and through you. As always on my show, time, the quickening, it feels like it's been about 15 minutes. I've so enjoyed having you on the show. And I'd like to offer you, Zayla, for the last minute and a half of the show to share whatever you need. And I'd like to ask if I could please invite you back, even in a couple months.
I would be honored to come back on your show. I love your energy, kid. You're beautiful.
Oh, we have another segment. My bad. Oh, my goodness. We have more time.
Do we have
more time? We're just going for our last break. Oh, okay. Thank you, Olivia. So we will take that break quickly and come back and give the rest of the segment to Zayla to share whatever he wants, how he wants, and give his messages of now to all of us. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Learn how to RISE in business by being confident on video. Confidence coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan have teamed up bringing you a new podcast, Webcam Confidence for Women. Tune in live every first and third Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and stay for an open virtual presenter studio session. Offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. For more information, visit volutionvirtual.com/studio.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com. Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Wanted to be a good experience. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in today with Divine Guidance with Patricia. Our guest today is Zayla, and he is going to mostly have this segment. We will not go into another break, and I will ask beautiful Olivia to let me know when there's 2 minutes left, or and then we'll be able to wrap up the show. So I hand it over to you, Zayla, with all divine respect. Thank you.
Thank you. I love back at you and what you do here. You know, I'll go back to the National Geographic documented history of the CO2 levels over the recorded history of the planet. And this is stunning. And I say to you, we're here by the grace of God, everyone. And you come here to advance your soul, because you can only do it on this half of the sky, because you've got all kinds of things on this half of the sky in duality that test you, that test you. And I tell people, the best way to pass a test, take the test, you know, which means don't react. And we all get opportunities to react. Am I perfect? No. Is Jesus perfect? No. Look at the money changers in front of the temple. He got emotional. He reacted. But it was a great thing that they included in the Bible for that. And so it's stunning when you realize that we're here in a sea of duality and the illusion. And the idea here is to not react. Go love first, will second. And whatever you do while you're here, love first, will second. And you'll find that you're going to get through the ceiling, or get out of the sea that we're swimming in duality, and you're going to rise above to swim in the ocean of love. It's a whole different space within your beingness. I mean, each one of us are spiritual machines extraordinaire, but we're only living in 3/7 of our potential, because we've got 7, I call them seals. A chakra, by the way, is an open seal. So we're living in the bottom 3 chakras, which has to do with the illusion, which has to do with duality. And very few make it to the 4th level. The 4th, which is the heart, there's 3 floors below, 3 floors above. So the master's way is the middle way. And that's what's meant by the middle way. And so that's one dynamic of the definition of the middle way. There's others. But in order to get to the 4th and above, which then you have access to 90% of the cranium, you need to understand that you don't react. You observe. And you don't judge. You do not judge. And if you wait long enough, you'll see why that had to happen, if for no other reason, for the opportunity for you not to judge. And so this is an incredible time of life. It's what everyone here who's reasonably conscious it came for. It's what you came for, believe it or not. And so as a result, you have to wake up while the opportunity is yours. And we're on really, really thin ice. Don't judge. Once you awaken, you'll have no interest in judging those who sleep. I'll say that again. Once you awaken, you will have no interest in judging those who sleep. Now, we are just at the beginning of the stages of the biggest collective awakening ever seen in the history of mankind. You know what causes people to awaken? They've proven this over time. I'll tell you what, and it's sad. It's suffering. Suffering causes it to happen, believe it or not. And so look at 9/11. It didn't matter if you had 3 PhDs or you were a bum on a bologna sandwich on a bench. Everybody was covered in soot. Patricia, everybody was helping everybody else. That's what we're here to do, is to help everybody else. I mean, the best way to help the poor is not be one of them, though. The best way to help the sick is not be one of them, though. Mm-hmm. And so, but we're all here. We're all walking each other home. As I say constantly, when I toast a glass of water or a glass of wine, I say life is a great thing if it doesn't kill you. And that's one of the greatest paradoxes of life. I mean, how many times have you got slammed hard enough by life to stop you dead in your tracks, only to look up the sky and say, what? Why? And you walk out to the field and say, why? I mean, you know, as a race, we need to realize that every day ends in a why, for a reason. We're supposed to be asking, why am I here? Why am I doing what I'm doing? Why am I in the situation that I'm in? Well, hang on to your hat, because right now in the quickening, everything gets accentuated. And if you're in duality, it means you're going to be in the divine squeeze, as I call it. And your divine squeeze is supposed to squeeze you vertically, where you look up and you say, hi. Every morning, you know, I'm up typically at 4 a.m. I live on a 500,000 acre park. It's a provincial park. So from my door to where I meditate is 2 minutes. I'm by the river and I'm down there, and I call it my hour of power. I used to call it my hour of power. I can't anymore because now it's turned into 3 hours. But I'm there and I look up at the sky and I talk to God. And I shock students when I say I talk to God every day. She's beautiful. And I take it from the male gender, he, patriarch, to a more feminine. And I do that as a shock to get people to think. Because I think that we're on the verge of a body slam for society to wake up. I really do. I mean, National Geographic also covered where, I forget, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, they showed where the sun had a solar flare that went 10 million miles right through Earth's orbit and on the other side of it. Earth was further along in its orbit off to the left. And if we'd have been in that path, this would have been toast, unless you were underground. That's all there was to it. Mm-hmm. And the point was, is that I think it was a warning shot as to what Mother Nature, not so much Mother Earth, but Mother Nature could do if this gets so disrespectful to the planet. And we've fallen into that trap deeply. We are so disrespectful, unsacred to the very thing. And it's proof that that of which people get for free, Patricia, they do not respect. Mm-mm. Look at the environment. For your viewers out there, I'd highly recommend a Netflix movie that last time I looked was number 5 on Netflix, and climbing. It's about Mother Nature. And it's called Seaspiracy, S-E-A, Spiracy. You know, conspiracy? We'll take off the con and put in S-E-A, Seaspiracy. Everybody on the planet should watch this as to what's happening to our oceans. Mm-hmm. You know, it will take your breath away as you begin to understand what's going on and why this mega recalibration is about to occur on this planet at this time. So either you're going to go to your center, go to peace and love and trust, or it's hell. And for a lot of people, I know I did, I had to go through hell to find heaven. And I tell that to students, quite often you choose this path, you're going to see how strong you are. You got to go through heaven to find hell. And it's okay.
I think I've taken heaven straight through hell. How's that?
Well, you know what? You are just a great visionary then. Because you always knew the direction. I did not always know that direction. I chose the clipping corners on integrity. And I mean, integrity is what you do when no one's watching. Hmm. You're kidding. You know, integrity is about putting your spirit first. And I urge, again, all of your viewers to watch the TEDx talk. You can search me under Zayla and you'll be able to bring up the TEDx talk. Or you can go to our website. It's featured there. And I mean, this will cause you to put your chin in your hand and go, ooh, whoa. So I say, you know, these last few minutes, game time, it's game time. And the divine flip is about to happen, with or without you. And it's about you realizing your own soulful integrity, courtesy of COVID-19 and all the rest of the dynamics in your life. I mean, we're all in this paper chase. We chase paper for money. We chase the house being free and clear. Listen to me. You don't own anything. You have everything on rent, even if you did own it on paper.
We're coming down to our last and final minute. And I'm really I'm really blessed by all of the information that you've shared, and time has gone by way too fast again. I would love to have you back, and I'd love to give you the last word, although I don't do that a lot in my house. I'll give you the last word on the show, and thank you so much for being here, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in.
COVID-19 is the great facilitator of transformation. My book, my latest book, The Big Three, you can get it on Amazon, is in almost everyone's life on the planet. As you read this, you'll be able to see yourself. Okay, it's affecting everyone in different degrees of severity. It's recalibrating everything in society, including you. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much, Sayla.
Thank you for listening to Divine Guidance with Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Patricia McNair. Tune in next time to explore more challenges that can help you achieve your whole being. I know we are all capable of truly being whole, and with a little empowerment, anyone can access an entire universe of knowing that is just waiting to be explored. For more information about me and my services, visit divineguidance.earth. That's divineguidance.earth. See you next time, where together we focus on solutions for the whole being.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.